Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, 4 o'clock classic tonight, that's Hudson Mohawk and, is it Lunas? I think so.
Yes.
Back to 2012 with Higher Ground, a track which has appeared in numerous, well, two adverts.
Yeah. Since,
and it's got that, it's got a stonk.
It's got a stonk.
A stonk. A skronk, a stomp and a skronk.
All
it's
at
got,
once.
It's got all of one. Remember hearing that for the first time and playing it. Not in this, well, probably in the studio back then.
But the desk was like 90 degrees that way.
Grounds. It was, and it, I think that's the power of that song.
Yeah.
The skronk on there was turn that,
turns the desk.
Turn that
yeah.
desk. So, 4 o'clock classic, done with, all the old stuff out of the way, new stuff all the way now. Album of the week by Sarah Kinsley. We've got to play Hines. We've got to play
Enderman.
We've got loads to play. Loads to play. Big week for
and
albums.
And now, we've got to play
Mercury Rev. Mm. We've missed the two singles from Mercury Rev so far, ahead of Born Horses. I think it's the 8th or 9th record. It's 9 years since their last album, The Light in You.
What?
The Light in You, this album's called Born Horses. The Light in You was their last album. this track we're going to play is called There's Always Been a Bird in Me. Mm. There's a light in you and there's a bird in me. There's a bird of no address on that one. I don't know. I'm looking for things now and I should be just doing a link. It's the final track on this album, which just say got 5 out of 5 on Louder Than War, their album of the week. We'll play it now. Should we do double it up with something?
Why not? Why not? Yes, let's do that.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
I'm so satisfied. Just need some rest. so good. I never felt so alive. I never felt so close to you. I never felt so right. Until it stops and I can't come down. No, I can't come down. No, I can't come down. No, I can't come down.
Was a crunch.
That was a crunch at the end there. That was The Dare. That's Harrison Patrick Smith, who's been described as the poster boy for the so-called Indie Sleaze revival. And The Dare's album came out this week. Heavy LCD sound system influences on there. It's even called that track Movement, the sheer audacity of it. That's from the album called What's Wrong With New York. And before that...
It was Mercury Rev.
It was.
With something from their ninth album. And you heard There's Always Been a Bird in Me. And I got added to my Songs of the Year list.
I saw it happen.
Yeah. Born Horses, the name of that record. Yesterday...
All your troubles seemed...
So far away. Mm-hmm. And also, there was a new Ada Lee track.
Now, there was. Ada Lee brought this.
Yeah, she had a brilliant album. I think it was during like lockdown. Or towards the end of it. When did that come out? One Hand on the Steering Wheel, The Other Sewing a Garden, came out, September 2021 on Saddle Creek Records.
We were out of lockdown then.
We were.
We were all back to normal.
We were, yeah. Some brilliant tracks on it, and very good to have her back, especially with a song this good. Oh, actually.
Yeah, we missed two singles. I saw that this morning.
We've missed two singles. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, anyway, all right. Ada Lee, this is the track called Come On Baby, Be a Good Girl for the Camera. Good advice for everyone, that.
Mm.
Be a good girl for the camera.
That's not going to be from a new album. It's an EP, which is out in October, called the Notes EP. So three of the tracks from that record, half of the record now, has been made available. And that was the third track, Come On Baby, Be A Good Girl For The Camera. And now we go to you.
We do. And I bring you Pioneer Gear. Not played on The Breakdown for a while.
I reckon.
Played three times in 2015. There was a single, looks like we played in 2022, called Can't Get You Out of My Head. I'm not sure if that was a Kylie cover or not.
I don't think it would have been.
Well, I can't find it anywhere on the internet. But anyway, there was an EP that came out, I think it was last week, not this week actually, it was. Cosmic Upside Down is the name of the EP, and from that EP, this is Show Me the Lightning.
Show me the lightning, I want to see the lightning. Show me the lightning, I want to see it all.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Into the wilderness, so
wonderful from Sarah Kinsey. That was a track from this week's Album of the Week, out yesterday, called Escaper, and you heard My Name is Dancing. All right, big week for albums. We're going to play something now from the fourth record by Midwife. No Depression in Heaven is the name of a record which was made primarily on the road, sort of following up an album from last year. Quick fire follow-up. And this is a steady trickle of dreamlike slowcore.
That's in my alley.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready for it.
So I'm going to play you the title track from it, which closes the record out. And this will take us past 4:30. But you know what?
You're lax about that these days, aren't you?
It's all right.
It's all fine.
It's all right. Midwife. The title track and the last song on No Depression to In Heaven, the fourth record by the band, who are touring in America but not over on this side of the water yet. Treble Seven Time.
Treble Seven Time. Did you say fourth record there?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
Would you like a track from Hind's fourth record?
Do I have a choice?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. I would like one.
Good, 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 good. Because it's kicking off my Treble 7. Viva Hines came out yesterday, features Guess Beck, the track we played, and how do you pronounce that? Gran Chatton?
Gran.
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 Gran. Never ask me for pronunciations.
No, that's a very good point. Okay. Why on earth am I asking you? We're not playing that track, though. We're playing a track which opens the album called Hi, How Are You? And it's going to be followed by Icona Pop, the Swedish duo who've teamed up with one of the UK's hottest electronic talents in the name of it goes by the name of Badger.
Badger, Badger. That's who he is.
Badger. Yes. And this is going to be finished off, the 777, by a band called Stiff Richards. Hines first.
Hi, how are you? I was feeling that the room was painted blue, like a very cold November day, but hey, we're in June.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
I've been on the go. I've been chasing dollar signs. I can feel your ghost. I can feel your body time. Soon as I get home, put my body on you one more time. I've been on my own. Working up another tide. I can feel your ghost. I can feel your body time. Soon as I get home, put my body on you.
I'm
Treble 7, three songs in 7 minutes or less. That was exactly 7 minutes. That was GFC from Stiff Richards, first playing the breakdown for them. They are from...
Australia.
From Melbourne, Australia, yeah. I kind of pop teaming up with Badger in the middle of that with Body Type, and we kicked it off with a track from the new Heinz album. Hi, how are you? I'm good, thank you.
Right. We're going to do a double of albums out tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Yesterday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Sunday.
Friday. Yeah,
nothing yesterday. Happens on Sunday.
And Shovels and Rope, this kind of fits in, actually. Earlier in the week, TV and the radio announced that they were coming back.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, Shovels and Rope are one half of the team behind my favourite ever cover version, which is a cover of Wolf Like Me.
Yes.
Lyrilin or something.
Yes, Lyrilin, I think.
Lyrilin, yeah. Absolutely wonderful. If you've not heard that, Lyrilin and Shovels and Ropes take on Wolf Like Me. Majestic. But the band itself, who are two of them from South Carolina, they had an album out yesterday. This is something I only discovered this morning. So the album is called Something Is Working Up Above My Head, and this track is Ti Amo. Did I do that all right?
I think you did that well. Yeah, well done.
And you said MJ and
Lenderman. MJ Lenderman will follow this, yes.
All right. Let's turn that up this time.
Ti Amo.
This is Laura Olova from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Thank you.
a double of tracks from albums out this week, wasn't it?
It was.
It was, yes. That was MJ Lenderman from the album Manning Fireworks. MJ Lenderman's in the band Wednesday, isn't he?
Oh, that's where he is.
Wednesday. We're all Wednesday, aren't we?
Yeah.
And that was called On My Knees.
It was Shovels and Rope before, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Do you want to have a guess at how many times this next person has been played on The Breakdown since the time the show started or this spreadsheet started? Give you ten either way.
Five either way. Hang on.
It's Licky Lee.
There's a clue for you all if you're playing along at home. I'm going to say 32.
Oh, that's pretty good. This will be the 30th. That's very good. 30th play for Licky Lee. Midnight Shining is a new single. It's the first, I think, in 3 years. 2022. Okay, II came out that year. And this, at the moment, is standalone, but it's likely to be on a record soon, and it's just good to have her back. So technically not a new Licky Lee song, but one that is 10 years old and previously unreleased from her I Never Learn album, which is 10 years old this year. All right, so it's going to be from a deluxe edition. All right. Only about 8 minutes left. Go on, play something.
Yes, a couple of tracks from albums out this week.
Yeah, do it.
Yep. OK Kea, the Norwegian-American artist, released a fourth studio album yesterday. Oh My God, That's So Me is the name of it. And this is called Space Girl, brackets, Shirley's.
My mama told me I should never venture into space, but I did, I did, I did. She said no tearing girl should trust a Martian race, but I did, I did, I did. A rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go, and I was so romantic I couldn't say no, that he was just a servo robot, how was I to know? So I did, I did, I did. She told me never venture out among the asteroids, but I did, I did, I did. She said the Milky Way was something to avoid, so I did, I did, I did. She said that Venus was too hot and Saturn not much fun, and bug-eyed monsters tended to be just a trifle dumb. She said I'd need a blaster and a needle freezer gun, and I did, I did, I did.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Stand by.
All right. F Cookers.
If you say so.
Mm. Umpa, name of that track, from Baggy $$. They are a New York three-piece, and that's their debut EP, which was out yesterday. And it's F-C-U-K-E-R-S. So definitely F Cookers, isn't it?
I think so.
Okay, what we got left? Oh, are we going to do the Patrick?
We've got 2.5 minutes left, Joel.
We've got 2.5 minutes. Mm. Are we going to do a Patrick Toppin one?
Why not?
Yes, Patrick Toppin and Green Velvet as a standalone single at the moment called Mad Motion. We will be back next week. Yeah.
Absolutely.